and getting better with Ann Beal.
Welcome to this wonderful December 1st. We are in Dallas, Fort Worth, and it is a beautiful day. It's a strange, beautiful day because it's like 77 degrees, and we are going to talk to you about making Christmas great again. Do you remember those nostalgic times of those Norman Rockwell memories that you have in the past?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have Dr. Slaughter joining me today.
Hello, everyone. Good to be with you. And we were just loving talking about Christmas and preparing for it and what we like about it and just remembering past times and enjoying the whole season.
And if you have those times when everybody seems to have them, memories of just really, really nice Christmases, playing in the snow or having hot chocolate by the fire, having your friends over, just all those wonderful memories. We really urge you today, we're going to help you to start really planning well for that. Most people, between the shopping and the errands and the cooking and the parties, everything is such a whirlwind. This is September 1st. We don't want you to wake up. I'm sorry, December 1st. This is December. I don't know where September came from. See? I don't want you to wake up on January 1st and have it be just a whirlwind for you. We know people that tell us they hate Christmas. And the reason they say that is because, and they're the ones who are doing all the family things, preparing all the meal, just doing an incredible job at their house, and their house looks beautiful, and it's all decorated, and lights are everywhere, and they are not having a good time because they're so busy.
And then they collapse at the end of the Christmas season, you know, or maybe the end of Christmas Day. They're out just cold on the bed or the couch or something, and they haven't enjoyed it very much at all. Sometimes they, you know, people like that put a lot of pressure on themselves too, though.
Yes, and I think that with the shopping, you know, even that just pressure of buying the right gifts and making people happy. And But we really urge you to prepare ahead of time this time to actually think about what it is that you want it to be like this year and how to get it. We're going to give you a lot of ideas how to do that. And if you're interested in helping us, if you have some great ideas, we would love for you to call in as well. The number's 214-810-8255. And you'll hear it during the breaks too, because we'd love to hear all your ideas. If you're one that's really hectically stressed out, if Christmas is a time for you, like the people that we know that say that they don't like it because they feel so much pressure, or if you're one that has such great ideas and you found a way to slow things down and make it special, we would love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Sure would. Awesome.
Call us, yes. And so when we think of Christmas, one of the things I love about Christmas and the story of Jesus in the manger scene, when Christmas comes, it gives us a lot of reasons because people ask questions.
Yeah, the Christmas question. What about the baby in the manger? What is he? Why do we do this? What does that all mean? And often little kids even will ask questions like that. And it's a great opportunity, you know, for parents or family members to share the gospel story, the story of Jesus and salvation through him with children or whoever.
And mostly just because he became human, so that he wasn't a human, but he became a human, half man, fully human, fully man. I saw his face. You can see Dr. Slaughter. No, that's not right. So that he could feel what we feel. I mean, we could understand that he knows what it's like to be human and suffer. And I think that if you're one of those people struggling, we would love to hear from you too. I love Christmas.
Me too.
I know you love Christmas. He decorates like crazy.
Yes.
And you love the nutcrackers.
I do.
You have a million.
We have an army of nutcrackers.
Except this is the first year that you don't want to put up the lights. I've never known you not to want to put up the lights.
Well, I am not exactly sure what that's about, but I was thinking, boy, you just wear yourself out with the lights on the house. And I thought, you know, I'd like to put my energy in other places.
Yeah.
And so if we can possibly have those lights done by someone else, that'd be great. If not, I'll do them, you know.
We've done it before.
Yeah,
but usually we put them up. But yeah, we love Christmas and the shopping and the bustle, and I don't mind the lines and I don't mind the people. And I think that for me, because it's Christmas, right? And so what we really encourage you to do is to slow down enjoy people, enjoy, don't miss it. There's so many really cool things about it.
I wanted to break in. You said something earlier when we were talking about this, that sometimes we actually achieve more by doing less.
Yes.
And I think that in our minds, sometimes we think the opposite's true. I've got to run, you know, a sprint all the way through December in order to make it work right, in order to make everyone happy, in order to make it like I think it should be, when maybe it's the other way around. Maybe we need to back up, relax a little bit, think about what we really want to do and not try to do every single thing, but just the things that are most important.
Well, and I think just thinking about it is half the battle. Mm-hmm. Preparing now on December 1st, we do know people that start sooner. And I think because if you work all the time, you don't get a lot of time to really plan. You're just chasing the butterfly, chasing, you know, one thing after another and burning the candle at both ends. So it just comes so fast. And, you know, the weather has been kind of weird. So I think people were thinking more about Christmas earlier and then it got warm again. And I know in a lot of places it's very cold. And so they're probably mm-hmm. much more in the Christmas spirit.
I would think that a little cold weather might put you more in the spirit. Mm-hmm. It's a little tough thing about Christmas when it's 80 degrees out. You know?
Yeah.
But it's a lot that way all over the country, you know, a lot of places. But yeah, I think thinking ahead is so crucial. And that means, you know, starting a little bit early just to think about how you want to do Christmas this year.
And I think that for us, we want to give you ideas. Now, we were going to do 25, but we're not going to do 25. some of the things that we talked about is first, yes, slow down, knowing that by doing less, you achieve more. Mm-hmm. But to know what that is for you, some people are incredible what they can achieve. But when you want to be able to not miss the relationship side. So planning ahead for what you want. I'm turning my phone down. You want to, a lot of people say do an analysis of last Christmas and see what happened that you didn't really like last Christmas,
right,
and prepare to have that not happen again. If you did, you know, if you had thought you were going to do things and you didn't get to them, things like that, even just sending packages or whatever. I think that now the number one thing would be to make an analysis of what you don't want to have happen, mm-hmm. and then an analysis of what you do want to have happen.
Right. Just kind of go back through and do a debriefing sort of with the family, if they're willing to sit down and talk it through, you know, what would we like to change from last year? You know, negative, positive, whatever. And I think that can make a big difference if we're willing to do that.
Well, and I know for you, what is, you have these things that you that are very important to you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What do you love?
I love Christmas.
I love Christmas.
And I've tried to pass that on, you know, the people who are close to me, and really, really enjoyed that. And I love the Santa Clauses. I love the bells, the candles. I love the trees. I love the Salvation Army Santa with his or her red pot, you know, the hanging there. I always try to give them something, even if, you know, I like, you know, I just like that. I love that. The shoppers, I don't mind them. The crushing crowds, I don't mind that. And so, first of all, I just love Christmas. I love it. Another thing about it, too, is that it's kind of a time when there's a general sense of goodwill, I think. Most people. There's some people who are kind of grinchy, but most people, I think, are of a good heart and spirit during that time of the year.
And I think it's because, you know, like me, there are people like me that because it's Christmas, they're more patient.
Mm-hmm.
But you sound like you love the tradition.
I do. I have a lot of things that I like from the past, and most of us can think nostalgically, you know, back to what it was like for us as kids. And, you know, there are things that I remember, you know, decorating the tree, of course. Most people can remember that. Mm-hmm. But there are certain ornaments that are kind of special, you know, and you look forward to seeing them again every year after year after year.
And suggesting that for you, having traditions with your family, or even starting a new tradition. I know for us, we would always go out when I was a kid on Thanksgiving Day and get a tree.
Mm-hmm.
And so
you would cut your own
tree,
right?
Often, yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. And on my aunt's land, we'd cut tree. And uh-huh. I love that. I love that memory. And so we continued that for so long. And then we would plant the tree. We'd buy it already, you know, dug up. And they would dig it up for us and
right.
put it in a pot. And the kids, even though we don't do that anymore, they want to go out to a tree farm. And my kids are grown. And they're like, let's go to a tree farm. And so we get like, okay, so we go to the tree farm. But it's the hot chocolate and sitting by the fire they have going out there. And you go out on the wagon to the Christmas tree. So this is something in Dallas, Texas that you can do. And so for us, that's what we really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. That's a really fun thing to do.
As a family. Yeah.
I like making the house festive. You know, my folks tried to do that, and they had a lot of surprises packed into all that, and I love that part of it as well. But we really try to make the house really festive, and so we use brightly color. We colored not just ornaments, but all kinds of decorations. I love miniatures. We have villages.
Village. Yeah. You always make a Christmas village. And I think that village, when you make that village, you use cotton and you make snow, and he goes really all out. He just loves little things, right? And so you always are looking for new things to put in your village.
The table's getting pretty full now, but you know, you always keep your eye open for something neat and something special, you know.
And then he's found that there was a Santa Claus that goes above the town, and oh my goodness. But it's that kind of, but that is Christmas. That's what we all want.
That's part of the wonder for me is kind of doing that and finding things that are really special and that communicate the idea of Christmas. And I love that. I love the story of St. Nicholas and the original story. I love that, and so I love Santa Claus and everything that goes with that.
Well, and it's very exciting to have someone bring you gifts, right? And that whole idea is wonderful. And I think that having traditions, whatever they are, I love Christmas caroling. We would always go Christmas caroling, and so we have people in our neighborhood this year that want to do the old the British Charles Dickens Christmas caroling. And so we got to get close. We've never done that. And so I was telling Jim, we got a Christmas carol. I haven't done it in a while. And so finding traditions is such a really cool thing. Some people let their kids open one gift on Christmas Eve, and then they do the rest on Christmas Day. But traditions tie you to one another.
They do. And let me add something to that. I think that one of the reasons that it does that is because it's coming from a stress specialist guy, right? But what happens is that those kinds of memories, those good memories that we have, that is that soothes us. It has a calming effect on our brain, and it really allows us to get into the flow of really good memories and good experiences. And it kind of binds us together as a family or as friends and all.
Well, and that makes sense, because in the Bible, they had all these traditions, and God had them remember, always remember, and they had traditions to remember.
Yeah,
you know, were traditions that they would do. And it was great, because then you always, it's almost like it's safe. Mm-hmm. You know, you have safety in that you know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And then the newer things are exciting, but you always can be really grounded with those traditions.
Right, right. And there's something just really warm and special about the nostalgia part of the Christmas season. And that involves family, involves friends, it involves experiences together in the form of activities, which I think is a really important part of the Christmas experience, you know. We're going to be taking our kids to a tea down at
the Dallas
Arboretum. You know, there's a holiday tea down there, and looking around down there. And
the holiday tea. Now, we've done that. We do that every year. And it's really wonderful. It's beautiful and it's fancy, but it's a nice thing for us to do to pull us together.
Yeah, absolutely.
And having things that really, for you, whatever it is, your idea of what you want to have happen this Christmas. Now, we're going to talk languages too, because part of it is with Christmas, everyone in the family has different love languages, you know, and so making sure that these activities, if it's just you and your spouse or, you know, not very many, it's a little easier. But we're going to come up with, we're going to share with you lots of other ideas.
Yep, we are.
Like lighting candles and making beautiful lighting everywhere. And so stay right here. We'll be right back.
To get better, call Ann right now. 214-810-8255. 214-810-TALK. Now more with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
Welcome. We are getting better for Christmas. We want you to prepare ahead of time. We actually have a call that came in from Cassie, and so we just want to put her on through so that she can get on with her day. We don't want to keep her too long, so we thought we'd just go ahead and take it.
Hello?
Hey, are you there, Cassie?
Hi, I am.
So tell us, are you calling in because it's hectic for you, or are you calling in for ideas?
Both. Very hectic for me. I work full-time, have six kids, ages from six to college age, almost 21, so it's crazy. But one of my favorite ideas for hectic crazy for almost any age, I was told a long time ago it helped to get one, maybe two gift cards a month throughout the year, and that can be, and that'll collect up, and you'll have, you know, a bunch at the end, but you can afford it a little bit of time, whether it's $15 Starbucks gift card or, you know, a $25 gift card to wherever. My college age one likes Target because she can use it whenever she wants, or Walmart, or whatever store is near her. Or like all of the teenage kids, everybody actually, any age, loves like a movie theater gift card. Those are huge right now. Everybody loves those. Because it's hard to justify getting yourself that, but when you get them, it's fabulous. But getting a little bit isn't such a blow, you know, towards October, November, and December. So
that's a great idea. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it really does help. It's great.
Well, I'm planning ahead. You sound like you're a planner.
I have to be.
Yeah. Well, have you learned that over the years?
Oh yeah. Yeah, because my kids' birthdays are October, November, and December. And so I've learned that not planning ahead, when you have Christmas in there as well, it's so stressful. And you don't get things done. And then you're trying to make up stuff at the end. And, doing crafts or making stuff throughout the year, if you want to do, like, you know, it's just more calm. If you want to make, like, I do some earrings and some little bit of jewelry here and there. Real simple. But you can even have your kids help you through the summer projects. You can give them a little to do that will be Christmas presents, you know, when Christmas rolls around, that they can give. And you have to plan, and it's taken a lot of years to learn that.
Hey, Cassie, thank you so much for calling in. I was just going to have you share. Are you a tradition person? Do you really get into it and enjoy thinking about Christmas and reinstalling traditions every year? Is that a part of what you do? Sounds like you're that kind of person.
Absolutely. Traditions and memories are everything, and it has become a big deal for my children. And I didn't know that these things would sink in, or that anything I was stressing out and trying to, you know, kill myself doing by the time Christmas got here meant anything to them, or if they really cared. So I slacked off one year trying to give myself a break. And aren't we doing this? Why aren't we doing this? Or why aren't we having matching pajamas? And you think that they don't care and that those things don't matter, but they stick. And it's a big deal to the kids. They really enjoy it.
That is really cool. Good. That is so neat.
Matching pajamas. We saw some the other day, and they were Grinch. They were Grinch pajamas right. For the whole family. That's
I
so
love
cool.
them. And yes, every age loves them. Every age. So it's great.
Wow. So you've done really well. Done really well. But do you sound quiet. Like you still feel pressure?
There's always one. But just to make it all happen, you know, things happen last minute. And, as far as like, you know, the kids will have this last minute Christmas party, or, you know, you never know when their concerts are going to fall. So that takes another, you just have to really pull together, and your family has to, you know, divide and conquer on different things. And something has to give, and it's going to be okay, because Christmas happens regardless, and you're with your family, and that's really when it boils down to you, what matters. So just keep that in mind.
So if you could pick one thing that this Christmas you want to make the most important, you know, for you that you get to experience, because I know when you have six kids, is that what you said? You're trying
right.
to use, and so that means seven other people you're trying to make it special for. But for you, trying right. to make it special for you, what would be the most important thing for you?
I think that everybody being together and being happy and content and just relax at least for one day, just being all together.
That is wonderful. I totally agree. That just sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in, and we just
You're
wish
welcome.
You the greatest day.
Yeah, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you. Thanks, bud.
Wow, that was wonderful, guys. Nice. And so those are great ideas. And I think for her, what she said is special times, basically, mm-hmm. for everyone to not stress and to just enjoy it and be happy and content.
Yep.
Definitely.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
I started in myeloma nearly 25 years ago. And at that time, the average expectation of life in someone with myeloma was maybe 1 to 2 years. But even just in this last 10 to 12 years, we have doubled, if not tripled, the average survival of patients. I saw a new patient this week, and we had this conversation that based on what we've done over the last decade, my expectation is that patient's going to live more than 10 years.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's getting better, a little better, all the time.
You're getting better all the time. Now back to Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
The undefeated Notre Dame Fighting Irish now look toward the postseason and a possible bid for another national championship.
Oh, wow. All right.
Will they succeed? Yes. Okay, we're talking about Christmas, but we'll have to mention the Fighting Irish. Find out here at your home for Notre Dame football, 1160 AM KBDT, news, talk, and sports.
Yeah, there you go.
We had a wonderful caller who called in, Cassie, about good ideas to help it not be as stressful. The more I've thought about it, buying two gift cards every month leading up to Christmas is just such a great idea.
Yeah, it lets you spread the spending out a little bit.
Yes.
And, you know, people honestly love getting gift cards. They just do.
But you started laughing at me because I said, what a great idea. And then I thought, oh, yeah, I got to not give them away too soon.
Yeah, by the time Christmas gets here, they might have all gone for birthday presents in between.
Because I bought all this healthy chocolate because at our clinic we have healthy chocolate with essential oils and all that kind of stuff in them and nuts. And there we go. But I've already almost given them away. I bought them to give us gifts. But
anyway, you get excited about it. That's great.
I know. I mean, we can also sell them. Anyway, but let's come up with some other ideas. Those were great ideas.
Well, most people do some kind of entertaining at Christmas time, even if it's with their own family, you know. But we were talking earlier just about the desire that we have this year to maybe visit with some friends, to go around the neighborhood even, you know, and visit with friends, take them a plate of cookies, something. And it may seem hokey or something, but it sounds really nice and warm and friendly and Christmassy to me. And so that's another thing, entertaining in a casual way. It doesn't have to be formal. You don't have to get your china out or anything like that. Most people enjoy casual kinds of experiences.
You know, you have your few little fancy things that you may go to, but in general, to really build relationship, it's more casual. Mm-hmm. And I think if you get too caught up in the fear that somebody won't like the way your place looks or to make it perfect, that you miss that and you miss that. I know that when we talk about love languages for different people in your family, what their love languages are, if the love language is service, mm-hmm. if their love language is service, I mean, honestly, if that's your husband, service, I mean, just making him some cookies, putting them in his briefcase or whatever he carries and just with a little note, or for neighbors, anything like that. We used to, and this is a tradition that we used to have as a family, my mom would always get together with family members and make fudge and divinity, all kinds of fudge. And then my brother carried out that tradition. I didn't really eat that stuff because I was a gymnast, so I didn't eat it too much. But so I didn't really continue it. But then my brother did when I went to visit. He made all this fudge and divinity, and it made me feel like it brought back that very nostalgic feeling of home.
Right.
And I thought, isn't that strange? I can't even tell you what it did. And I was just like, how long have you been doing this? And he said, I just kept doing it. I love doing it.
Yeah.
But it really reminded me of that wonderful memory. And then I thought, you know what, I need to do this and make and give it away. I mean, we have the neighbors across the street that are always bringing us food they make or buy, and but it's such a great thing to do for people.
Yeah, we have these friends across the street that leave stuff on our doorstep at night, and then they'll text us saying, I think there's something on your doorstep.
And at Christmas, this month in December, they'll say, Santa left you, or the elves, little elves. But it's so sweet. It makes us feel so good. So one of the things I would encourage you to think about this Christmas, you know, this whole season, if you're planning ahead, to make it just a great time to where when someone asks you how your Christmas was, you'll be like, wow, it was nice. It was nice for you to be happy and to help make people happy, make them feel loved.
Yeah, absolutely. And realizing that, you know, you don't have to break the bank in order to give some meaningful gifts if that's what you'd like to do. Just, you know, they need to be mindful gifts, though, and they need to fit the person, the personality, all of that, the person you're going to give them to. They don't have to be expensive or cost a lot of money necessarily.
Well, and so if we think about it right now, a lot of people may be stressed out about sending, I'm going to laugh, Christmas cards. And the only reason I'm laughing is I just heard my daughter in my head going, snail mail, who does that, right? but for people who do like to send cards, I mean, even just making your own, you know, like for each other, it could just be on a card, you know, like cardstock, and just putting a nice note. Mm-hmm. Right, about how special they have been to you, how much you care for them, how much they have impacted your life. I mean, what a wonderful gift you can give them by just writing a few lines.
Right, that's really true, I think. And I love sending cards. I love writing short messages and notes and that kind of thing. And I think people, you know, depending on the generation, but I think a lot of people really love to get personalized notes and cards.
Well, most, you know, my friends will call me and be like, well, seriously, stop mailing me. Okay, I'm going to have to mail you something. And so if I want them to call me, I mail them a letter because they're like, why are you mailing something to me? A lot of people send them online. So if you do online cards, you just make it, you can do the same thing and tell them how much you care about them.
Sure.
And so email's a little harder nowadays because your email's so stuffed with junk. So you got to let them know if you send it to them. Say, check your email.
Mm-hmm. And there's some very nice animated and stylized type online cards that you can send, greetings and things like that. And the main thing is to be remembered,
right?
Don't you think?
It feels good because you know what? There are people out there that are lonely. And you know, if you know someone lonely, and I know we all do,
We do.
Reach out to them. You know, send them a nice note. Invite them over. Invite them for coffee. Invite them to your house for, you know, a visit. Mm-hmm. However you know, take them to a movie, something to let them know you care about them and that they're loved. They just need to know that. Everyone mm-hmm. does.
There are some people, of course, you know, we have our coaching and counseling practice, and boy, there are a lot of people that, you know, they really are alone. They feel very alone, and they are almost without hope. And so, you know, part of our job is to give them hope. And so, you know, this is a good season to work on that.
Well, and I know that just inviting them along when we go look at Christmas lights, or if we go over to the racetrack to look at lights, or one of the favorite things, we had a neighborhood that we always went to that had incredible lights. I know people come to our neighborhood and they line up. It's so crazy how many people come through our neighborhood, but we always like to go to other neighborhoods or whatever, inviting them along. But taking your family for a drive or going for a walk, a memorable time together is a great tradition too.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of people tell me they make a tradition of going and looking at Christmas lights or going out and going sledding. Okay, now we live in Texas, so we don't get to sled too much. But our church is doing that soon. They're having sledding.
Really? I don't know.
It's pretty cool. But it's something like that versus last minute shopping. You know, when you're running out at the last minute, getting all stressed to go buy presents at the last minute because you think you need to buy that person a present. Oh, I didn't get this and I didn't get that. I really encourage you to stop and think, really, what would be the most important thing for them, for you to show them that, you know, because people don't remember. Can you remember your presents last year and who gave them to you? what cards you got, what money you got. When you think of last Christmas, what do you remember? You know, what was special? And so that is what I want you to consider. You want long-lasting memories. Mm-hmm. You want it to touch their heart for more than a moment.
Yeah, absolutely. That's maybe the biggest thing about gift giving, really, you know?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And if you're really careful and you pick out the most, you know, a really meaningful gift and you take your time, it can have an impact too. Mm-hmm. Especially if their love language is gifts.
Yes.
Right? And so if they're, you know, your kids or family members, that their love language definitely gifts. Often the ones who it's gifts, they often just want money, which can be so disappointing because they want to go buy themselves something.
Right.
But that is a true, I mean, they, you know, so how can you make it more special? Maybe with gift cards or anything like that. Make it a treasure hunt for them to find the money, little notes to do things like that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, love languages would be like physical touch. Some mm-hmm. people feel loved when they when their partner or their wife, spouse.
Just to get close.
Yeah, she's yeah. pulling me over.
Right to get close. Or hold
and so,
hands.
So physical touch, yes. Acts of service.
Yes.
Quality time. We have.
Gifts.
Yeah, mentioned gifts. And affirmation, words of affirmation. So those are the five love languages. They're things that make us feel loved. That are so crucial in an intimate kind of relationship.
Yes. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, we were talking about right before break about putting up candles and lighting. Get mm-hmm. that gold light. That light makes Christmas so pretty, you know.
Well, it's warm. Yeah. It's
and
a warm feeling.
I thought because you do that all around the house. I mean, we have those white lights that are gold, you know, yellow lighting. Mm-hmm. You do that up at the Nutcrackers and you put it, even though it's simple, it's beautiful.
Last year we started using oil lamps, a couple yes. of them around the house that were kind of neat, added a special ambiance, you know.
And so when I think of words, I mean, it reminded me because I was thinking about the candles and I thought I need to let you know how wonderful that is. And I think if someone's love language is affirming, they need mm-hmm. words to affirm them. And sometimes you think you can affirm them enough, right? But they need affirming just to say in front of other people what you admire or what you like about them. So with mm-hmm. with Jim right now, I would say, I love how you decorate.
Thank
you. You find yeah. such joy in decorating.
I do. Thank
and you. You make it like you take time. And I can tell you enjoy it. You're not stressed, right? And I'm always amazed at how you put it away. But when you get it out, because you zoom, zoom, zoom. But when you get it out, you take your time. And you have each piece, his lamppost for the little village and the Nutcrackers. It's really wonderful. It's for you. You enjoy it.
I do.
And I can't imagine someone doing it stressed out, like not in like it. They're just putting pieces
just
in.
Just to do it.
Yeah, because it brings you pleasure. Mm-hmm. So I know you had some suggestions too.
Well, actually, the suggestion that I was going to make had to do with the entertainment and just entertaining casually rather than trying to get everything so perfect and in place.
Because you are a perfectionist, and it's interesting that you've come that far.
Well, I've come a long way. Yes. Let me tell you, I have come a long way, and I don't have to have everything perfect anymore, and I enjoy just sitting back and crashing, you know, and just kind of kicking back and chilling with our friends and neighbors and things like that.
Yes.
And it, I remember, you know, in fact, we had a group of church people over at our house a year or so ago, and we're using, you know, some nice plates and stuff like that for the meals. It was just a potluck, right? And somebody was saying, "What are you doing? We just always use paper plates."
They were getting out of something.
Okay,
this is important because we don't use these very often. This is like important that we use these. And she's like, "It killed her that you guys are going to have to wash all these."
Yeah.
And we're like, "But that's the cool thing. We actually get to use them and they get washed."
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. John White, WebMD's Chief Medical Officer and host of the Spotlight On series from WebMD's Health Discovered podcast. For this special two-part episode, you'll hear up close and personal journeys about being diagnosed with a rare type of cancer, multiple myeloma.
He looked at me. I have been his patient for more than 20 years. And he said, "This is really strange. You're an African American, age 57. I've never seen this before."
This back pain that you're continually having with no signs of osteoporosis.
No signs, exactly. And I didn't have any signs of osteoporosis in my family history.
Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right. But what I did learn through that was that people don't have to eat off of, you know, China in order to have a great time. I mean, and paper plates work and everybody has a good time. And that's really the most important thing.
And I, you know, my brother held Thanksgiving at his house this past year. And it was just wonderful. It was real casual. We had such a good time.
We did.
And it wasn't, you know, we just were able to relax and you had the football game on. You did it. It was on. And so
I
look over and we're in Arkansas and the Cowboys are on the TV. And I'm like, wait, what? And so that was a gift. A nice gift.
Yes.
And they actually won, right? Did they win? Yes.
That was a gift.
Yeah. And so, you know, it was just so nice. Short, but too short probably, but it was wonderful.
That was a nice day.
Yeah.
Really nice day.
And so for me, my love language is time. So I enjoy experiences.
Uh-huh.
And I think that if it's touch, people just like to be, you know, it can be crazy in the hustle and bustle with everybody around to really show that person if their physical touch. And you know that because they really like to be close. They like to hold hands. They hug, you know, those huggy people. You can just reach across and give them a hug. You can sit close. You can come and just kind of, you know, give them a little kiss on the cheek, anything like that, because mm-hmm. it's non-sexual touching. And so being able to do that even though people aren't around.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's always a way to love someone with their love language.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't really matter where, I mean, you know, you can even find a way to express some degree of physical touching and not have it be real obvious or offensive to anybody, even when you're out, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a pat on the back, like you said. Sometimes it's a hug around the shoulder or something, whatever. But, yeah, absolutely.
So those are some suggestions for if you don't know your spouse or family member's love language, there is a test you can go take, the 5lovelanguages.com. It's actually the number 5lovelanguages.com. And you can take that, and even your children can take it. It only takes like a couple minutes. And so it's really wonderful so that you really know what's important to them for Christmas.
Right.
If it's affirmation, a thoughtful note, or praising them, if it's quality time, choosing activities with them that encourage conversation. So if everyone's on their technical device, they aren't encouraging conversation. So that's
right.
Just some suggestions. And to engage one another, because mm-hmm. if it's time, they need that so badly for you to look at them and make them feel loved and important by letting them know you care and you're paying attention.
Eye contact, physical contact, focused attention.
There you go.
That's quality time.
And now here's more Getting Better with Ann Beal on 1160 AM KBDT.
We love Charlie Brown. We love Charlie Brown's Christmas special. So we're just going to play a little piece of it to let you understand what we're talking about.
Can you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you we'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right. You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats. You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a tree.
That's sweet.
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them,
And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet. I love that. I love that. Yeah. I just love it. I love Linus, though, a lot.
Right. And that's really special. And, you know, hearing it in that context is really, really neat. And we didn't want anybody to think that we had left out the most important part of the Christmas message, a Christmas story or Christmas feelings. And it really is about Christ and his coming, God becoming a man for the salvation of the world.
But I think people get so stressed out mm-hmm. that they lose. And I don't think they mean to be mean. I don't think they mean to get upset over the smallest thing, mm-hmm. you know, how a package is wrapped or the wrong gift card or how somebody's driving, any of that stuff. I think it gets lost in the stress is what happens. And we just encourage you right now to look ahead and plan for what you want. The special Christmas that you want, whatever you want that to be, so that you can make sure that it gets a little closer this year, if not hits the mark.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, and a great message to have. And we hope that what we've done today and talked about today, and even Cassie's message when she called in, we appreciate that so much, that has given you some ideas that, you know, that might help you have a more meaningful Christmas with less stress and more enjoyment, and hope that'll work for you.
Well, and we were talking a little bit, just to wrap up the last love language real quick in the short amount of time we have, is, you know, make Christmas Day last. When you think mm-hmm. about what you want for Christmas, it's probably what you want for life. It's probably the feeling, when you think of that wonderful feeling that you are trying to achieve, those wonderful memories that you are trying to attain, it's probably what you'd like to have happen often. And that is what this show's about, to get better, is that all the ways you can get better spiritually. And we're going to talk more about Christmas this month, about how to make it wonderful for you throughout the whole rest of this month. So with all the ideas for you to know that you can make it special, you can reach your dream, and we're going to have people calling in, we're going to have people come to give you all the ideas to make it just the best Christmas
ever.
So you can make Christmas great again.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, we all have those memories, those wonderful memories, and be able to get back so that you can have those be today. Thank you. We look forward to next week. So you can get better. So see you here. Have a great week.